Liam Flanagan,
mate,
Mark Geyer.
There is music playing in the crowd while we are playing.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Rush Hour with MG here. Liam Flanagan and MG with a bit of breaking news. MG, the Parramatta Eels have rejected the current proposal from Western Sydney Stadium to play their games there moving forward. The stadium is estimated to be completed in time for Parramatta to play their round 6 game of the 2019 NRL season there. But Bernie Gurr has rejected the proposal of the stadium management venues live.
My first reaction is this is extraordinary, because the fact that Parramatta faithful have been hanging on for this stadium to be completed for so long to have a home nest. You can only imagine that the corporate body who own this stadium have made it near impossible for the layman to take their family along to a game to without basically mortgaging their house.
Bernie Gurr, the boss of the Parramatta Eels, sent a letter to fans today saying, "As it stands today, the club has been offered commercial terms by the stadium operator that are not acceptable to the board of the Parramatta Eels Club or the Parramatta Leagues Club." Now, the specific issues within it are that the club will also not be able to compromise on key areas that are important to our members and supporters, such as affordable food and beverage pricing and options, a clear public transport for Western Sydney Stadium to enable members to attend games smoothly, reasonable event costs to ensure affordable pricing for members and casual ticket holders, expanded opportunities for our corporate partners to help drive revenue for the club, better technology to enhance game day experience. So if you read in between the lines there, MG, it seems like the current offer from Venues Live, the stadium operator, will make going to Western Sydney Stadium for Parramatta Eels games very expensive.
Yeah, which surprises me. It really does. Because, as I said, this is one of them stadiums that we've, just as sports lovers, have been holding on to say, well, this is what we're going. We've actually got our own Suncorp Stadium now in Sydney.
Mm.
But if you're going to outprice it where people can't enjoy it, what's the point of having it?
Do you like that Parramatta are standing firm on the issue and not just signing to get into the new stadium?
Big bloody oath they do. Because they're thinking about their fans, their number one shareholder. And finally, someone has. We always say that we'd rather see 50,000 people in a stadium playing $20 than 20,000 people in a stadium playing $50. Mm. Like, it's, look, we've got to make stadiums and we've got to make going to the football an experience. And that experience is one where you've got to make it affordable as well.
Mm.
If you have got to ask families who are struggling to even pay for their own kids' registration, and you want to ask them to pay $200 for an outing to watch sport when you can sit at home on your couch and watch it for nothing, well, you're never going to win.
Yeah, the public transport point there from Bernie Gurr is interesting as well. A clear public transport plan for Western Sydney Stadium to enable members to attend games smoothly. Obviously, the train and the bus depot at Parramatta Shopping Centre is likely to be the main hub. Whether they wanted better, flow from that station to the ground.
You would imagine Bernie Gurr, without knowing what's going on, he's kind of thinking that to get from there to there to there to there is going to be way too painful.
Mm.
In turn, making it an unenjoyable experience.
Maybe they're hoping for express buses to drop patrons off that's direct what you want. At the ground.
Why can't you? Why can't you get into bed with a bus company?
Look, and we are speaking all hypothetically at the moment. We don't have all the information. This is just the news that's been reported as per the letter from Bernie Gurr.
Half an hour ago.
To the fans half an hour ago. We are hoping to speak to Bernie Gurr this evening on the Rush Hour with MG. We're also looking to be speaking to the Sports Minister for New South Wales,
Stuart Ayres.
Your mate, MG, Stuart Ayres. So
yep.
Stand by. Make sure you're listening tonight on the Rush Hour with MG from 6 on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We'll hopefully have both the boss of the Parramatta Eels and the Sports Minister for New South Wales, MG.
And, of course, we'd love to hear from Parramatta fans tonight from 6 p.m. if, indeed, you have already bought a season pass.
Because of this ground.
Yeah. I'd love to hear from the Parramatta faithful.
I wonder whether this is Bernie Gurr. Because the other thing that's been stated is that it's been 6 months of negotiation.
Mm.
I wonder if this is Bernie Gurr's way of saying, I want to make this public. I want our fans and our members to know that Venues Live are the bad guys here.
Mm.
This is, you know, put on a little bit of the public pressure to this organisation, the stadium operators, to say, come to the party and make this a stadium that's not only world-class in its facilities, but also affordable for your rugby league fans.
Well, it's going to be an embarrassing situation if you've got a $300 million stadium which has nobody in it. And Venues Live, if they are playing hardball, or they've got to stop playing hardball because you're playing with people's lives.
At 6.30. 6 p.m. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.